I mean, I loved our game in general. I mean, all the way through, I think that was a great start for us. Play the game the right way, moving our feet. We were hard on the forecheck, didn't really give them any time and space in the first period. I thought we broke the puck out real quick. I think in the second period, maybe we were a little sloppy on line changes, gave them some free entries into our zone, and got some ozone shifts where we kind of got caught out there in extended shifts. They got some momentum. But I liked our response, you know, in the third. I don't think there's any panic in our game, and Oopie came up big, made some big saves at some key times, and I thought we defended really hard, so great game all around.
I was going to say, in the third, you did get outshot, but it didn't seem, maybe a couple real good chances where Lukanen made some saves, but overall, did you like your third period?
I loved it, yeah. I think for the most part, we didn't give them really anything off the rush. You know, and the stuff they did get, I think was very perimeter, easy saves. They got a couple good looks in the slot late there, and Oopie came up big, and that's what you need. But I thought we defended hard. We won a lot of battles, and I think we frustrated them.
What did it do to you guys to get that goal late in the second period? And also the way that you scored it. You know, you guys put pressure on, and you finish it by, you know, a good play.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of what I was talking about. The first period I thought was great. The second period I think we kind of got away from it a little bit, and halfway through I think, you know, one of the TV timeouts we reset and we're just made a conscious effort to just keep it below their goal line, especially when we're climbing up the half wall. If you have nothing, turn it back, and that was kind of the play there. They were tired. We knew we had them out there on a long shift and cut back on the half wall and saw JJ sneaking off back door. So that's a big one going into the third, and you know, we've been in this situation a lot going in, you know, with leads or having leads in a game, and you know, you got to be able to hold on to those leads, especially a 1-0 one. And I like that there was no fear, no panic in our game. We knew we were going to win it, and yeah, it was very comfortable on the bench for all of us.
Tage, was your goal because all three of you came up with speed?
I think it was just relentless puck pursuit. I think, you know, F1 did a good job there, you know, tracking pucks. Tucky picks one off on the wall. They have nowhere to go with it. Hits me in the slot. Their forwards are already out of the zone. We get a quick strike there with JJ. Keep the puck in. You know, now they're tired at the end of the shift, and that's when we get some extended ozone looks. And I mean, when you're out there for a while, you know, you're tired, the first thing that goes is your brain. So, you know, we had them kind of just lost out there, I guess, and JJ was able to sneak off.
I know you'd like to do better than 500, but you were able to salvage the road trip here by being 500.
Yeah, obviously you want to win every game, and I liked your game in Pittsburgh. Couldn't close it out. And I think we took what we did wrong from that game, and we were able to correct it tonight. Obviously, in a back-to-back against Columbus, they had fresh legs. They come out hard, and you got to tip your cap to them. And when that happens, we got to find a way to simplify the game for ourselves. And you know, obviously, we didn't do that. But all in all, to get 3 points on that road trip is big for us. So just got to keep things rolling out.